Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys, guys, for joining us here. It's a blessing you guys are joining us here at HNLC Studios, you know, here in the city of Plano, Texas. Always have an exciting night. And as we bring forth the word of God that's coming from the kingdom now, we're going to wait till more of our guests to get on in here. But we're on time ministry. We're going to get moving on time. We're not going to delay the time because we are on a time schedule. But tonight we got the man of God that's coming out of Accra, Ghana, Dr. Bright N. Albright. Powerful man of God is always doing the work of the kingdom of God on that area of the country, as well as around the United States and other foreign countries. And we're going to have him coming tonight with our guest, as I actually entertain the man of God tonight, evangelist Alan Carter. We got some more men of God coming in here. We're hoping we're going to have Apostle David Leitner and some of the other apostles coming to be with us on tonight. But most of all, we want to make sure we're going to have a fantastic night on tonight. We're not going to delay the time. We're going to just wait a few more minutes for our guest to come in. Our narrator to come in. That's evangelist Alan Carter. We'll see, he just popped into the studio. So we're not going to delay the time. We're out on a 40-minute count. We want to make sure everybody gets in here with the word of God is speaking on tonight. Evangelist Carter, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. We want to make sure
we're here.
Get everybody going, and we're going to get the man of God. And I'm going to have you go ahead and get a chance to open up with prayer. And as you open with prayer, go ahead and introduce Dr. Bright N. Albright, and I'll bring him in. All right? Good. Let's go, man of God.
Yes, sir. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now with thanks on our heart, Lord Jesus, for another wonderful and beautiful day, Lord, another day that we never ever seen before. Father God, we thank you right now for your grace and mercy. Lord, with your love, you saved us. With your power, you raised us. Lord, we thank you right now for what you're doing, what you're already doing, and what you continue to do in our lives. Father God, you have this access to walk upright and be right. Lord, we thank you right now for the prayer that went forth in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
All right, man of God, we thank God for the man of God. We see Apostle Leitner. I'm going to give him a few minutes to say just a few words, but we're going to bring in the man of God, Dr. Bright N. Albright. And we have Apostle D.L. Leitner out of the Columbus area. Guys, make sure when you're on the line, try to keep your back noise at a minimum. We want to make sure we're not going to get any echoes on the studio as we go forth. And so we're going to have Apostle Leitner. We're going to have just a few seconds for him to give a few words, and we're going to bring our speaker tonight, Dr. Bright N. Albright. Dr. Leitner, Apostle.
Yes.
Glad to be with you tonight.
Yes. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Good evening, everyone, and God bless everyone that's on tonight and will be coming on as well. I'm looking forward to a mighty word from the throne of God tonight. And my name is Apostle D.E. Leitner, David Leitner, from the Revelation of Christ End Time Ministry Revival. And I just look forward to a mighty word tonight.
Amen.
As the Holy Ghost and the seven spirits of God really elevate us to a new level. God bless.
Amen. We thank the man of God for giving us a short word. Right now we're going to get a chance to move here. We're going to bring in no other than our guest speaker tonight. That's going to be you don't need an introduction to most people. That's Dr. Bright N. Albright of Accra, Ghana. He's going to give us more information about his ministry and some of his work. And he's going to go into the word. We're just going to turn the platform over to him at this time. Dr. Bright, you're on there.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, highly esteemed Apostle Charles Ellis, for this honor and opportunity to join you on your studio tonight at 12 a.m. in Accra, Ghana. My name is Reverend Dr. Bright N. Albright. I'm the head pastor of Christ Restoration Representatives, and we are located in Accra, Ghana. And tonight, the Spirit of God is going to minister to us in a very special way. So right where you are, I want you to begin to thank the Lord for your life. Thank the Lord for his holy presence in you. Thank Jesus. Let Jesus know how much you love him right where you are. Begin to honor him. Begin to worship him. Oh, balero dan diri ba zobranta kali grande de ba dia. Ra kole groto de ba zobranta ba li kole grande de ba zabro pa la ginte ne ma zinte zinte ma kika. Lere de para kali gro pa la rosha te ba ha. Oh, thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your holy presence in our lives. We thank you for the opportunity to serve you, to serve you with our lives. We thank you for the beautiful things you've been doing in our lives. We thank you for your wisdom at work in us. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the gift of eternal life. We thank you for the gift of righteousness. We thank you. And our Holy Spirit, you're welcome. In our meeting, have your way. Our minds are left. Our spirits are open to receive all that you have for us. And we are not living on the line the same. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Once again, I want to specially thank our highly esteemed Apostle Charles Ellis and the wife, Pastor Patty, for this honor and opportunity. I also thank the highly esteemed evangelist Alan Carter for this honor. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Now, I want to share with you briefly about enjoying the goodness of the Lord. Enjoying the goodness of the Lord. We have many of God's children who are not enjoying the goodness of the Lord in their lives. The question is, why are they not enjoying the goodness of the Lord? Because if you have received Jesus, I want you to know you have received the goodness of God. Jesus is God's goodness that was given to man. You need to understand that. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Jesus went about doing good. Why? Because it was God's goodness that God gave to man. So when you receive Jesus into your heart, you receive the goodness of God into your life. So if you have the goodness of God in you, the question is, why are you not enjoying it? What's the problem? All right, I want us to quickly look at some few scriptures. Let's start with Psalm 100, the verse 5. Psalm 100, the verse 5. It says, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. It says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. It says, God's truth endures to all generations. In other words, God's truth is for every generation. The truth of God is the word of God. Remember in John 17:17, he said, thy word is truth. And the Bible says God's truth is for every generation. So if there is anything our world needs today, is the truth of God. And tonight that truth is coming to you. The question is, will you receive it? Because the Bible says truth came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. Because many has received truth, to them he gave the right, the ability to become. You see, truth makes you become what the Word of God talks about. Will you receive that truth tonight? Because it's coming to you. The Bible says, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Bible declares God as the God that is good. The Bible didn't say God is a good God. It says God is good. And you know, when you study Matthew chapter 19, verse 17, remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, God is good. He said, only God is good. Hallelujah. Only God is good. Meaning that God, his very nature is a nature of goodness. God is good personified. He is good personified. When you meet God, you have met good. This is something you need to know. Is that God is good. It is a God is. That God is good. So he is good personified. His nature is the nature of goodness. No wonder in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. He was healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Did you hear that? God, who is good, was with Jesus. And Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because the good God, who seeks the good of every man, was with him. Oh, when you begin to recognize the goodness of God in your life, you will not be the oppressed. You will be the embodiment of God's goodness in your world, where you go about bringing healing to the oppressed. Today we see ministers of the gospel. We see God's children, many of God's children who are oppressed. They are oppressed of the devil. Why? Because they have not taken time to learn that the goodness of God is at work in their lives. And you cannot have the goodness of God in your life and sickness in your life at the same time. You can't have God's goodness in your life and cancer in your life at the same time. You can't have God's goodness in your life and be afraid of coronavirus. It's impossible. When you begin to recognize the goodness of God in your life, you will never be afraid of any disease. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing the oppressed. For God, who is good, was with him. God, who is good, was with him. The good God was with him. Oh, when you begin to recognize this good God in your life, you will not be the oppressed. You will not be the one looking for healing. You become the healer. You become the healer. You bring healing to your world. Jesus told the disciples, he said, heal the sick. Heal the sick. He said, I will be with you. You know the words? God, who is good, will be with you. And wherever you go, you'll bring my healing there. The problem of many of God's children today is because they are looking at the wrong things in their lives. And they are looking at the wrong things in the world. They have forgotten the goodness of God in their lives. Oh, that's why many are afraid. They are afraid corona will kill them. They are afraid cancer will kill them. They are afraid the devil will kill them. The goodness of God in your life is more powerful than any disease that is designed to destroy you. In other words, when you recognize the goodness of God in your life, no disease is powerful enough to destroy your life. No demon, no principality is powerful enough to destroy your life. It's impossible. Is that God is good. Now, I want us to quickly go to Psalm 104, the verse 24. Psalm 104, the verse 24. And I want you to listen to this. Psalm 104, the verse 24. It says, I'm reading from the Old King James. It said, O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. He said, the earth, barashataya. He said, the earth is full of thy riches. The earth, it didn't say America. It didn't say only America is full of God's riches. He said, the whole earth is full of God's riches. And the Hebrew word riches here, what it means is that the earth is full of God's wealth. It also means the earth is full of God's goods. It's full of God's goods. It also means the earth is full of God's goodness. It's full of God's substance. It's full of God's creation. It's full of God's money. It's full of God's riches. He said the earth. He didn't say Washington. He didn't say New York. He didn't say only New Jersey. He didn't say only Georgia or California. He didn't say only Texas is full of God's riches. No. He said the whole earth is full. Makayasata. It's full. Now, let me show you another thing in the Bible. I want us to go to Psalm 33, the verse 5. Psalm 33, the verse 5. Listen to this. It says, he loves righteousness and justice. Our God loves righteousness and justice. And listen to what he says. He said, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. I love this. The earth. He didn't say United States of America. He didn't say only China. He didn't say only Belgium. He said the whole earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Oh, the whole earth is full of his goodness. Now, I want us to quickly go to Psalm 52, the verse 1. Psalm 52, 1. Listen to this. It says, why do you boast in evil? You know, we have those who boast in evil. They have those who boast in the wrong stuff. So God is asking, why do you boast in evil? Oh, mighty man. He says, the goodness of God endures continually. The goodness of God endures. That means God's goodness is forever. It's not for some time. The goodness of God is everywhere. Glory to God. And you know, when we talk about the goodness of God, we are talking about his kindness. We are talking about his favor. his favor. We are talking about God's good deeds, his good deeds, the goodness of the Lord. We are talking about his mercy, his faithfulness. Hallelujah. That's what we are talking about. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, it says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You shall eat the good of the land. Do you know what this means? Listen. It is the goodness of the Lord in your life that makes you eat the good of the land. Without the goodness of God in your life, it will be very, very difficult for you to enjoy and eat the good of the land. That's why Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. He said, without me, you can do nothing. In other words, until you have my goodness in you, you are helpless. You are nothing. You see? So it is the goodness of the Lord in your life that makes you enjoy and eat the good of the land. Oh, I love Isaiah chapter 32, verse 41. It says, yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good. He said, I will rejoice over them. He will rejoice over you to do you good, not bad. God doesn't do his children bad. He said, I will do you good. This is his nature, because his nature is the nature of goodness. The Bible says, God is good. The Lord is good. He said, I will rejoice over them, and I will do them good. Hallelujah. I will do them good. I want us to take Psalm 33, verse 5 again. Psalm 33, verse 5. He says, he loves righteousness and justice. He said, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Now, this means that it doesn't matter where you live. Right there where you are, there is so much of God's goodness available for you and to you. But you see, the sad thing is this. The sad thing is so sad that not many are enjoying the goodness of the Lord. Not many are enjoying the good of the land. And the reason is simple. It's because they are not walking in the light of God's word. They are not living by the word of God. Many of God's children today live by the opinions of men. But a child of God is more than a man. You need to understand it. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, the Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God that lives and abides forever. Oh, the Bible says we are born again by the word. That means we are children of the word. You know what fish is? You know what a fish is? I know many of us on the line listening to me, you enjoy eating fish. And you know where fish, they live. You know fish, they live in water. They sleep in water. They eat in water. Whatever they do it in the water. When you take them out of the water, you have taken them out of their environment. You've taken them out of their source. You've taken them out of their, you know, their realm of life. So what happened is that they die. Now, you have to understand, as a child of God, we also, we are born again by the word of God. Oh, we can only live and survive by God's word. You know, when you take yourself out of God's word, you begin to die. You find yourself making the wrong decisions. You find yourself making carnal decisions. You find yourself making decisions just like the world. You find yourself being conformed to this world. But his word tells us that. It says, don't be conformed to this world. Only the word of God tells you that you shouldn't be conformed to this world, but you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when your mind is renewed, you will be able to prove the good will, the acceptable will, and the perfect will of God. You see, when your mind is not renewed through his word, you make carnal decisions. You just follow the crowd. Instead of listening to God, you listen to the wrong people. Because your mind has not been thoroughly renewed through the scriptures because you've forgotten where you came from. You've forgotten where you came from. You see? And we came from the word. We are offspring of the word of God. Our origin is the word. You can't take us out of the word. When you take yourself out of the word, you start dying. You start dying spiritually. Everything around you start dying. That's what happens. So that's why we have many of those children who are not enjoying the goodness of the Lord. They are not enjoying the good of the land. Why? Because they are not walking in the light of God's word. Many look to the government. They look to society. They look to politicians for a better life. But the scripture doesn't say that you shall eat the good provided by the government. It didn't say you shall eat the good provided by politicians. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. So, it makes no difference which government is in office or the economic status of your country. There is good. There is good for you in the land where you are. There is so much for you to enjoy. Remember, God owns the world. He owns. He said, the earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord. The land is for him. The world belongs to him. And he's telling you tonight, he says, the earth is full of my goodness. The earth is full of my riches. Why are you suffering? Why are you suffering? Because, you know, you are distracted. You have shifted your focus from God. And now your focus is on the wrong people. You think they can help you. No. Change the way you think. You know, God owns the land. And he's telling you tonight, there is good in the land for you. His goodness fills everywhere. And all you have to do today is to begin to live by his word. It's a decision you have to make today. If there is any time you need your Bible, if there is any time you have to study your Bible, if there is any time you have to fellowship with your Bible, it is now. Now, now, now. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, it says we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest we drift away. We drift away. If you don't give the more earnest heed to the word of God, he's telling you, you'll be drifted away. You find yourself, you know, the Bible says there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. You see, the way that seems right unto you, not right unto God. But as you fellowship with God's word, my goodness, you begin to locate yourself. You begin to locate yourself in God's perfect will for your life because your life has already been planned by God before you were born. You need to understand it. Your life has already been planned by God. And God didn't plan your life to suffer. God didn't plan your life to suffer with the world. God didn't plan your life to be oppressed with the world. No, 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 no. Pick your Bible. Stop listening to the world. The Bible says in the world there is tribulation. In the world there is crying. In the world there is pain. It's about be of good cheer. It said, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. He said, there is tribulation. Yes, there is tribulation. But he said, let your focus be on me, because whatever is going around you, I have overcome it for you. But if you're not having time for the word of God, how are you going to know this thing? And how will you be living your life? He said, if you are willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. In 1 Peter chapter 1, I'm ending my message now. My time is almost up. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. He said, as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, he says, you also be holy in all your conduct. What is God telling you here? What is he saying? He's saying, as a child of God, as a new creation, as a new creature in Christ, God doesn't see you as disobedient. He doesn't call you to obedience. You need to understand it. Rather, he calls you to walk in the doctrine of Christ, which you have obeyed. Because the very day you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you became an obedient child. You became an obedient child. You are now God's obedient child. So what he's calling you to do now is to function as an obedient child. It's a live as an obedient child. Because that is who you are now. The world might say you are disobedient, but God said, no, 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 no. You are my obedient child. He said, as obedient children. He didn't say, hey, my children, come and obey me. No, he calls you an obedient child. So he's calling you now to walk in the doctrine of Christ, to walk in his truth, to you have obeyed in Christ. You know, in Romans chapter 6, verse 17, it says, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. What doctrine is he talking about? He's talking about the doctrine of righteousness, the doctrine of eternal life that came through the preaching of the gospel that was presented to you. And you obeyed that gospel. And then you declared the lordship of Jesus over your life. Now, he's telling you now, begin to live accordingly. Begin to walk accordingly. He's telling you, you are now a doer of the word of God. So he said, live in my word, my son. Live in my word, my daughter. Live. You see? And as you do this, you will see yourself eating the good of the land. You see yourself enjoying the goodness of God in your life. You will never be afraid of corona. You will never be afraid of those things the world is afraid of. In our day, we have those who believe in what politicians tell them, in what the government tells them, than what God tells them. They believe in the government more than God. It's so sad. So their lives are run by the government. Their lives are run by politicians. That's why many of them are confused. They're confused in their lives. And they say things like, I don't understand what is going on in my life. Listen, listen. God didn't design the government of your nation to run your life and that of your family. He didn't design them for that purpose. They have a purpose God designed for them. And I don't want to go into that tonight. We might go into it another time. But God didn't design them to dictate your life, to tell you how you need to live. No, 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 no. He didn't design them for that. So as a child of God, you need to understand this. As God's children, we are born again by the word of God. We are children of the word of God. We live by the word of God. The word of God is our lives. If there is any time in the history of the church where you need to spend quality time studying the scriptures, it is now. Because many are being deceived. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It didn't say they are destroyed because the goodness of the Lord is not present. It didn't say they are destroyed because there is no money. It didn't say they are destroyed because there is no power. It didn't say they are destroyed because they don't have anybody to help them. No. It said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So the greatest disease in the world, it is not coronavirus. The greatest disease in the world is not cancer, is not leukemia. The greatest disease in the world is ignorance. Ignorance of the scriptures. Ignorance of the word of God. Don't let the world deceive you. There is no disease in this world that the name of Jesus cannot cure. The Bible says, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows. On things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth. Sickness bow to that name. Disease bow. The devil bows to the name of Jesus. You need to understand it. So my brothers and sisters, this is the time. This is the time. You have to fellowship with the word of God. This is the time. This is the time. This is the, and as you do, oh my goodness, the Spirit of God will minister to you. Remember what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit. The Bible says he will teach you all things. He will teach you. He wants to teach you. You see, he is the author of the scriptures. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. He's the author of the scriptures. And he wants to teach you about life. He wants to teach you about your life. He wants to teach you about your environment. He wants to teach you. He wants to teach you. He wants to teach you about the goodness of the Lord in your life. This is the time. Now, if you're listening to me, you're not born again. This is the time you have to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I want you to pray this simple prayer with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to die for my sins. And I believe you were raised from the dead so that I'll have life. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord over my life. And I receive eternal life into my spirit, and I declare I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Hallelujah. If you have prayed this prayer, I want you to know you're born again, and make sure you connect with Apostle Charles Ellis, and it's going to help you to grow in your walk with God. He's such an anointed minister of the gospel. And I want to pray for every one of you. the goodness. You are about to enjoy such goodness you've never known before. I feel it in my bones, my goodness. You are about to enjoy the goodness of the Lord, the kindness. You're about to enjoy unprecedented favor. It has located you. It has located you now in the name of Jesus. That spirit of fear is out of your house, is out of your life. That spirit of lack, is out of your life. I command abundance into your life. I release the supply of the spirit for abundance for you in the name of Jesus. And I decree you a blessing everywhere. You are blessing. You are blessing in the name of Jesus. Anyone listening to me and you have this chronic pain in your body. Yes, 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 yes. There is somebody listening. You are a minister. You are a pastor, okay? And you have this chronic stomach ache. It's a chronic stomach ache that you've been battling with. Today mark the end. Today mark the end of that pain. That pain dies right now and is out of your body. You are healed right now. In the name of Jesus, receive healing in your body. Yes, perfect healing, perfect health. Perfect health is yours. You are enjoying perfect health from today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Apostle Charles Ellis, thank you so much once again for this honor and opportunity you gave me to bring the word of God to God's people around the world. Thank you so much. I'm eternally grateful. Thank you, sir.
It's truly a blessing to have you on, but I want to also just honor the minister, Evangelist Allen Carter. It's his show on tonight. We all came together to host on his show, so I don't want to leave without letting the man of God in the show, Evangelist Allen Carter, speak about his service tonight. And but we got just a few more words so we can actually have some other guests on the line to speak and say some words of encouragement. Not too long. We want to keep it short and sweet, as always, here on the radio. We are on the national line, so we want to make sure we stay in order with our words as we speak on tonight. Evangelist Allen Carter, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm here.
All right.
I just want to thank Prophetess Dr. Albright for coming on, sharing a powerful word on tonight. We thank God for him, that when we called him, he reached out to us. You know, and we thank God for, I know somebody was blessed behind this, because
I was. Yeah, I was also.
There you go. So to God be the glory. I thank you, Dr. Albright, for showing up and praying, teaching the word. You teach it where they can reach it. You know, each one teach one. You was teaching it. So to God be the glory, we give you, we're thankful and grateful for you coming on with us. Amen.
Amen. I mean, Apostle. You didn't have a chance to meet Apostle Leitner, but we're going to give him a few words. And he's blessed to come in and meet with us on tonight. So I say we're all on national air. We want to be prompting our information and words. So we're going to bring Apostle D.E. Leitner and just give him a few words about the work he's doing and how he enjoyed the service on the night. He is a newcomer on us tonight. We thank him for being with us. Dr. Leitner?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We're all here. Everybody's on board with you.
Amen. Amen. I just want to say to the man of God, the prophet, Albright, the word was a rhema word. The word was a word of today in these end times, where truth has become the lie, and the lie has become the truth. And it is so awesome, the Holy Ghost speaking through the man of God as he's molding us and making us and shaping us and developing us and ordering ourselves as we are on the wheel. It's so receptive. you know, even a young child can receive promise within the word tonight. And I am so grateful and thankful as I am called in the latter half of the end times to bring forth the word from the book of Revelation. And I am so grateful for the Holy Ghost and the spirit of knowledge and the spirit of understanding and the spirit of counsel and the spirit of the fear of the Lord, which is the pure, unadulterated love of God Almighty from the throne of God. Four of the seven spirits of God. And I am so thankful to hear them speak through you. So God bless you. God continue to keep you and to establish you. Precious truths. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, Dr. Albright, you know, it's always a blessing to hear you be on the show. And each time, you know, it brings me back to the days when we just chopped it up. I mean, with some of the powerfuls, man, I tell you, that was around the world. We are still yet in the position of bringing that back to be. We want to get you right back in here again. But once again, to your wife, Pamela, and the kids, tell them I said hello. And we hope to get a chance to, you know, reunite this year with the COVID in place and everything to stop a few things. But, you know, it's not going to stop us. You know, we go a long ways back, Dr. Albright, I tell you. It's a blessing to have somebody solid like you in our life and continue to pray for us here at HNLC Studios, as well as praying for the work you're doing out there in Accra. But man of God, let's make the appointment. Let's get it together. We're going to get you back in again. We just thank the man of God for Dr. Albright being with us on tonight, for each and every one of us as well as on tonight. We thank you for being with us as well. And hopefully you get a chance to join us on our tomorrow show, which we have our Tuesday night testimony service. It takes place right here at HNLC Studios here in the city of Plano, Texas. And also look out for the word that's coming from the man of God, D.E. Lightner, Apostle D.E. Lightner. He's a revelational man, and we're hoping to get him lined up. You'll see his information come here soon. That's going to be spread across the net. And so then, to each and every one of you, join us here at Praying Hands Ministry. And to the man of God, Evangelist Allen Carter, it's just a blessing to be with you guys. And we thank you guys for being with us. Until then, hey, you guys take care, okay?